I'm not really sure how old I was, but what I remember was our family had a another family that were good friends of ours. And in the summers, this couple also, they were teachers during the school year, but during the summer, they were directors at a large YMCA camp in North Indiana. And it happened to be on one of the many lakes that were in North Indiana. And we were used to going up and visiting them or other people that stayed at the lakes in the summer. And we'd spend time and we would swim at their docks and we would ski behind their boats. But I remember early in my life, somewhere along the way, I remember one year we went to this YMCA camp. And it was on a day when the weather was perfect. It wasn't too warm, but it was just right for the water. It was just right to spend the day at the lake. And I remember they had this large U dock around the beach, and then you'd swim in that area. But then for those who were a bit more adventurous, those who a little more able, there was a raft that was floating, it seemed like a mile further out for me. But I remember as we were there, I remember swimming and playing at the beach, and all of a sudden I noticed that all the people, all the other kids had made their way out to the raft where there was a diving board, and they were all out there jumping off and laughing and carrying on. And so I remember going out, and I was a good swimmer, but I just remember it looked so far away, and so I got myself into the water, and I was holding on to that dock. And I remember looking out across that dark water and seeing it. And it looked so far away. It was probably about 20 feet, but it felt like a mile. And I remember holding on to that. And I was out far enough now where the water was deeper, so it was a little cooler. And I felt like I was that far away. And I remember holding on to that dock, and every once in a while I would say to myself, okay, I'm going to let go on the count of three, and I would be holding on for dear life, and I'd go one, two, and then I would not say three. And I remember one point my dad walked out on the dock. He was checking on me, how you doing? I'm doing okay. I want to go over there. I said, Dad, will you just go get the rowboat and take me out there? And he said, Keith, that's not the point. You have to show you can swim in order to get there so that you can then play there. I thought that was backwards reasoning, but okay. So I remember I just held on and I held on, and then finally it seemed like forever. It probably was, you know, an hour. But I remember hanging on, and then finally I just did it and I let go. And that excitement and that adrenaline and the anxiety and the worry and the fear all seemed to build up in me at that moment as I began swimming. And I was swimming, and the water was getting colder and colder, and I could feel every time my feet would go down very far deep in the water, it just felt like it was ice cubes down there. And as I was swimming, I got closer and I got closer. And I remember my brothers and sisters and others that were there, they began kind of cheering me on because they knew I had finally almost made it. And then I remember getting up and I grabbed a hold of that ladder, and it was the greatest feeling of my life. And I climbed up on that raft, and I remember turning around and looking back at the dock, and it looked like it was only 20 feet away, not a mile. But I had made it. And once I had made that swim, what I found out was that I wasn't afraid anymore. And by the end of the day, I'd probably made that trip another 30 times as we were playing and we were swimming around and doing different things. But sometimes in life, we have to take that bold step. Sometimes we have to take that step to experience something new, something better, something exciting, or something whole and right and healthy. Sometimes in life, we find ourselves holding on to something that seems to be holding us back. And today, as we enter the month of April, we begin a new sermon series called Brave, about taking bold steps, about living with bravery, because we were made to be people who live with bravery. But so often we find ourselves holding on tight, afraid of that deeper water, afraid of that dark water that lays between us, the unknown. We hold on to the known for fear of what the unknown holds, for fear of the questions that might be there that we don't yet know the answers to. And as we walk through this sermon series, we're going to be looking at the life of Peter. Simon Peter, one of the disciples, who certainly journeyed and was very bold in many ways. And so today we start with the story of Peter and James and John, and they were fishing. In fact, they had been fishing all night long. They had been fishing all night and hadn't caught anything worth mentioning. It says that they had brought their boats ashore that morning, and they had gotten their nets out, and they began cleaning their nets, preparing for another night to fish, that where maybe they would have better luck. And it says that as they were cleaning their nets, then that Jesus, this local rabbi, teacher, had shown up. And as he showed up, a crowd was following him. And as he begins teaching on the shore of the lake, others begin to gather. And pretty soon the crowd is grown too big, and the crowd is pushing in against. And we don't know where the fishermen were. They were somewhere on the shore cleaning their nets, and they must have been amazed. They probably were perturbed. They just wanted to get done and get home. And at some point, the crowd was pushing in too much, and so Jesus gets into their boat. It doesn't say how that went, but I can imagine they were working on their nets, and James and John, they went, "Hey, Peter, get a load of that. That's kind of bold, isn't it? He just got in our boat. What's he going to want us to do? Take him somewhere? We're just trying to go home." But it says he got in their boat, and he said to them, "Push out from the shore." And so they push out from the shore, and from there, Jesus is able to teach without being pressed in by the crowd, and there's a little space. And so Jesus teaches the crowd, and then it says when he got done, he says to Peter, "Push out even further into the deep water, and we'll go fishing." Now, at that point, Peter probably had it. What in the world was this man thinking? Why would he want us to push off of shore and then to go out and start fishing? How insulting is that? We are the fishermen. We had been there all night and hadn't caught anything. And then on top of that, doesn't he know at that point it's noon? And noon is a terrible time to catch fish. But they did it. He pushed off. Then they pushed out deeper. And they dropped their nets and they began catching fish. In fact, they caught so many fish that it filled their boat. They had to call their friends out with their other boat, and they filled that boat. And pretty soon they were loaded down and they went to shore because Peter was so overcome with Jesus, and he had this encounter with Jesus, and he knew, this is somebody I need in my life. This is something that will transform me. I need a part of this. And Jesus said, "Follow me." And they got to the shore, and it says that they left behind. They let go of everything. Now, I've always wondered about that, those two big boats of stinking fish. It doesn't really say what happened. Hopefully somebody used it. If not, I'm sure there was a court order or something to get rid of it. But it says they walked away. They let go. And they followed. And Peter's life was never the same again. Simon Peter was by Jesus' side for the next 3 years. Sometimes he said some pretty dumb things. In fact, sometimes you read the stuff that Peter did and you think, why in the world did Jesus want him so bad? He's not perfect. He's not a model of what the right thing to do or to say. He always said dumb things. He always put his foot in his mouth. But what we learn from the disciples, what we learn about from Jesus, and what we know then by about God is that God is not looking for us to be perfect, but God is looking for people whose hearts are able to be shaped by God's love and grace and mercy and forgiveness, and then therefore be able to live with that grace and mercy and forgiveness for other people. And that's who Peter was. That's who his disciples were. And that's who the people throughout history who have been followers of Christ are to be. But it was because of that bold step, because Peter, in the realization that he needed Jesus in his life, that somehow he needed to be a part of this, that he was willing to let go and walk away into that deep water, that dark water, to leave behind his job, to leave behind the known and the comfort and the predictable, and to step out into the unknown, into the questions, into the not knowing, into the sort of looking crazy to others world. And that's what this sermon series is about. Not just about Peter's life, but our lives. See, what we see time and time again in Scripture, when we go through Scripture, what we see is we see that God does not say to people, "Hey, you're doing great, just stay like you are." At no point does God encounter somebody in the Old Testament or in the New, or Jesus encounter somebody and just go, "Hey, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. Don't worry about what I've got to say." Why? Because God has created us to be people of courage, created us as people to let go and to step out into the unknown and to live with courage. It's human nature to want to hold tight and to hold on. But it's the gospel that calls us into new waters, into new ways, into letting go and taking new steps. Like letting go of a dock and allowing God to chart a course that's different, that allows God to chart a course that's different than what we want to hold on to, that allows God to chart a course in our life that may take us in a new way. And I'm not talking about big radical changes. I'm not talking about all of us getting up and leaving our houses now and just going off somewhere completely different. What I'm talking about is on and on throughout life, we have the opportunity to take steps to chart a new course. Maybe in a relationship we have with somebody, maybe there's a need to offer forgiveness to them, or maybe the need to go and seek forgiveness. Maybe it's time to chart a new course in our relationship with our spouse or with our family members, with our parents or our extended family. Or maybe it's time to chart a new course in our vocation or in our jobs, in our lives, in our maybe going back to school, or maybe whatever this might be. We grow in our faith when we let go and allow God to chart a new course for us. We grow as people when we let go and chart a new course to live with courage, to live with bold steps, to grow, to change, to love greater, to forgive more, to seek forgiveness, to offer forgiveness. Probably every one of us, in the honesty of ourselves, can find something that just seems to keep bubbling to the surface. A phone call that needs to be made. A letter that needs to be written. a decision that needs to be made, an opportunity that needs to be taken, or something that we're doing that we need to not do anymore. In this month, in this sermon series, let's step out into that adventure. Let's take those bold steps, as small as it might seem, or as big as it might be, to take those steps, to live with courage, to step out, and to embrace a new course that God has for us, for you, and for me. Had I never let go of that dock, I would have never known the fun of going off of that diving board. I would have never known the fun of the laughter. I would have just seen it from a distance. But because of that, it changed that day for me. And because of that day at the beach for Peter, he had a new course charted for him, not only for that day, but for his life. And I believe God wants that for all of us, to continue to be changed, transformed, renewed, refreshed, made whole. Those steps take courage, but they're transformational steps. Whatever that is that you have in mind right now, write that down when you get home, or write it down now and take those steps and be brave and to chart and to fulfill and live into that new course. Amen.